think sometimes hospitals are very concerned with image, and if they have too many security guards, if they have a dog, if they have a metal detector, it's a negative. And if somehow we can turn that around and have it be a badge of honor, this hospital really cares enough to do these things. Because, you know, I think if hospitals knew what the fallout is if you're, you know, a hospital where not one but maybe two assaults or murders has happened, it changes the whole complexion of people's vision of that hospital as a safe place. It's no longer a safe place.
I think an important aspect, and that brings up a good point, is we have to change the culture and perception of what a professional security person is in healthcare. I know that it's human nature to say what I do is, you know, different than what everybody else does. Everybody says that. But in healthcare security, we have a lot of points that validate that. In retail or manufacturing or industrial security, it is extremely unlikely you are going to be dealing with people coming there on a daily basis that have no legitimate business there other than they're already hurt, injured, ill, family member ill. You don't go to the mall because you were shot or stabbed or overdosed or because your friend was just in a wreck. You go to the mall to have a good time, spend some money, get something to eat. So it's already different just the fact of what services we provide. Now, added to that, you're upset, you're having a bad day, all these things are happening. Now you have someone in uniform as an authority figure that they really are there to help you. But are you going to be able to process that right away? Probably not. People, to a certain degree, still think that hospitals are a very safe, calm, relaxing place that I go to get help. And we would love nothing more than that to be the truth, honestly. I would rest well and retire today if that were the truth. The fact of the matter is that's completely the opposite, and you don't know that till you get there. Because until you start getting that buy-in, so to speak, that people realize, you know, things can happen anywhere at any time, but it's got to be a team effort. We get administration on board to give us the support so that we can have the proper security to protect the people that are trying to heal and take care. I think that's going to be one of the biggest things. We've got to get those perceptions knocked down.